Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back. Let's leave on. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Cantarucci, transition management expert and leadership expert, management expert, and we've learned so many things from him over the last 12 or 13 years. He's been hanging out with us, and now we're talking about the purpose formula. How to include purpose in some of my friends say, raison d'etre, your reason for being, right, Jim?
That's exactly right. Why are we here? Why did we create our product? Why are we offering that product or service to the marketplace from the perspective of that customer? That's really
right.
What we're talking
mm-hmm.
about. So I put together a quick formula just to help us think about it. Do you want to walk through it?
Yes, absolutely.
Sure. Well, I think if we start at the very beginning, we have an intent and we have a problem. We have the possibility to create a product, right? We see something wrong. We have an answer to fix that. We create a product. But if we add one thing in there, a customer, and that perspective of that customer and have them involved in the design process for our product, we can have a great product. So intent plus problem plus customer equals a great product. Now, when we have a great product, Jim, all we have is the opportunity to sell it. That doesn't mean we're going to be gazillionaires. That doesn't mean we're going to have a successful company. We just have an opportunity to sell because mm-hmm. we have a great product. I think if we add purpose to that customer and that great product, we have a sale, right? We match up that product with our purpose and why we're trying to do that, and we have a customer that shares that same purpose, we're going to have a sale. We attract those customers, and they buy our product. If we have a great purpose, then there's just more sales.
Mm-hmm.
And if we position our purpose very well, then we can create a sustainable business. And so that's really what this is about, what my thinking is about lately about this is, how do we create that sustainable business by positioning our purpose, articulating it very well, and then sharing it in the context of our business?
Well, and let me say this, Jim. That's a beautiful formula, folks. I'm sure this is available on your website, Jim, and because I've got it, you've given it to me, and folks, I encourage you to go to jimcantarucci.com and find wherever this is on his website. Jim, the thing that on the customer side, you've involved the customer in your formula to make whatever you're doing better, to make it have more purpose, to make it have more meaning. And I think that's exactly right. But it also has the added advantage of being an absolutely strategic and essential thing to do today. Because what you've done is you've absolutely created, in my opinion, the very first thing that customers are looking for these days as they make their decision about whether to do business with A or B company. And that's the word that you've heard me use many times before, and that's relevance. Before people even know what your price is, before they even know whether you have their color or not, before they even know whether it can be delivered in a day or a month, they're ruling you in or out based on whether you're relevant to them. On top of being competitive, before competitive, they're ruling you in or out based on your relevance to them, and your formula does nothing but build relevance.
If I'm going to buy your product or service, I need to see myself engaged with that product or service.
Before you even know what the price is.
Exactly right. So relevance is key.
See, this wasn't like this, Jim, when you and I were pups. 30 years ago, this wasn't like that. It was all about being competitive. But in the last 30 years, because, and here's why I think it's happened. Because people don't worry anymore about whether they can get the price they want, the product they want, delivered when they want it. Nobody worries about that anymore because of the internet, right? We can get it. We know we can find it. We know we can get it. So how do we make a decision about that? Somehow we've got to separate these 146 options. And if people are moving toward what you said, what was the word you said, the experience, I'm calling it relevance, how they see themselves, how they feel themselves, the experience, all that is on, that's on top of before, it's a priority above competitiveness.
And it's absolutely
a result of your purpose formula.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's explore further. How does the purpose impact your employees, their feeling about coming to work and engaging with your customers, et cetera, comes into play when we're talking about this. So yep. I think it's very foundational to our business and having a successful, sustainable business.
And see, here's the thing that sometimes we miss, Jim, and that is that sometimes we miss talking about these things. We miss letting our customers know these things. And I will tell you this, with your employees, these are things they want to hear. They need you to articulate your purpose formula to them, especially the younger generations, don't they?
They do. And I think it's worth the investment of time and effort to really articulate your story well. That's key. You're right, because so many people are looking for that, and they want to see that thread running through everything that you do.
Yep.
And this story can galvanize your efforts in order to be able to show that. And that's the sense that a customer gets and feels, and our employee gets, feels comfortable with you.
JimCantarucci.com. Quick break. 10 tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.